At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on East 17th Avenue in Hutchinson.
We can't underestimate the appeal of going back to these well-worn grooves. A lot of what we talk about when we talk about a class-based internationalist perspective also means ending the hypocrisy towards the global South.
I feel like I had a mental abortion trying to listen to this. I cannot stand it when stupid people try to sound smart. It's just offensive. I'm just like, we all know you're stupid. Just be stupid. Just be who you are. And in Munich, of all places. And that's, you had Marco Rubio followed by AOC. I would have liked the lineup to have been differently ordered. You know, have him maybe perhaps go on after her instead of her going on trip. Because it's just, I just get so tired of it. It's the same old stuff from her. And also, she has no, we're going to get into all of the ways that she apparently has made an absolute ass of herself on the international stage while over in Munich. Kane, I know you're very, you saw some of it because you guys had to get the audio for it. Yeah. So we're going to dive into some of that because it's just, I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you this embarrassing? How is this the thing with you? And I don't know why she's there. And I know some people keep saying, well, it's because she's probably, you know, she's increasing her name recognition, perhaps to run for higher office, which I don't think you agree.
I think that's it.
I don't think so. I think that she just wants to raise money and be famous. I don't think that she actually wants to do the work of having to, because it's a lot of work to run for office. And, you know, she's a communist and they're not known for wanting to work. You know what I mean? That's not a thing that they do.
True.
And so I think personally, she's just into it to like raise money and all that nonsense. I don't think that she's in it for any other purpose, to be honest. I just don't see her running. She just doesn't have it. She doesn't have what it takes. She doesn't have what's necessary. And she's just not intelligent enough. And I'm not being mean and I'm not, you know, it's just true. She's just simply not. And I don't know what she's ever passed or done in D.C. at all either. So I don't know. Welcome to the show. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour. And for the radio program, the video is just the thing that we do with it. So I'm looking at my screen. I don't want to hear about how we're not, you know, staring into your eyes in the flipping monitor because we don't have teleprompters here. I get emails about that every day, Kane. I don't think people quite understand. We don't have teleprompters here. We're not like AOC. You know, we can actually think on our own. So she's in Munich and it was very embarrassing. Some of the stuff that she was saying as well, all of this, she had no idea. Here, let me pull this up. This is a case in point. She was going after, because Marco Rubio gave, you know, a very pointed speech on the West and the success of the West. And then this is cut one. There's a couple of examples here. So she was speaking directly in response to him, and I need you to listen to this. This is cut one. And for those of you who understand horses or agriculture, you're going to die, and I'm sorry, but it must be done, or just basic history. Listen.
Rubio's speech was a pure appeal to Western culture. My favorite part was when he said that American cowboys came from Spain.
I thought they came from Winnetou, but
I believe the Mexicans and descendants of African enslaved peoples would like to have a word on that.
What word would they like to have? Yeah, I'm right there with you, Kane. What word would they like to have? So First off, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. She so just so you know, she thinks that let me back this up. She thinks that horses were introduced by Mexico, right? Is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Kane. Yeah. The hell language do Mexicans speak?
Well,
it's weird. They call it Spanish, probably based on its original location. Spain.
Oh, how weird is that?
I know.
How weird is that? So the Mexicans speak Spanish. She barely speaks Spanish. I actually think I speak more Spanish than she does. Now, granted, it's probably some choice words, but still. She has apparently clearly no idea about the history of horsemanship, or that it was Spain that actually introduced it. And one of the reasons that we know the word so well is because in our area, Kane, there's a whole fancy, bougie, gated neighborhood that's named after it. Vaquero. Vaquero. That's the Spanish cowboy. They introduced the horses. They introduced that. This was forever ago. How would you not know this? How are you? I'm not even a horse person. And I'm not a historian, but I like history and I know history. How do you just not even know this? She was on the international stage, and it was brought into through the Spanish presence, the colonial presence in Mexico, and it was introduced through Spain in that manner. And I'm trying to understand even where she's getting into Africa. I don't even know what you can't just like, I don't know, if you're going to talk about the issue, maybe glance at a history book. You can be charismatic and also a moron, clearly, as you know, we can see here. I mean, everyone's like, oh, she's so charismatic, but she's not smart. So does the charisma matter? I mean, literally, Vaquero is. And she got mad because Rubio said that cowboys came from Spain. They did. And, I mean, it's from the Iberian Peninsula. This is history. Everybody knows this. You don't even have to Google it unless you're her. She needs to go back to bartending because this is what I'm saying. She cannot run for office beyond the office that she's in. It's not in her cards because this isn't the only mess up that she had. Guys, this is cut three, and wow, that's all I'm saying. Wow, listen.
You know, we look at what happened in Venezuela, for example. It is not a...
She barely speaks Spanish. It is not a
remark on who Maduro was as a leader. He canceled elections. He was an anti-democratic leader. That doesn't mean that we can kidnap a head of state and engage in acts of war just because the nation is.
Also, does she not know where Venezuela is in terms of hemispheres? Because she said below the equator. Venezuela is north of the equator.
All of it.
Yeah, the whole country. How do you not glance at a globe before you go out on stage to talk about geopolitical issues? I always think it's interesting when people like AOC, who barely speaks Spanish, by the way, she has to force what she believes is a Spanish affectation on a Latin word like she does. Maduro. Venezuela. It's like you can say Maduro. Okay. It's okay. You can say that. You don't have to fake it up, girl. But if you look on the map, the whole A double snakes country of Venezuela is above the equator. So this was like literally within an 8 minute period where she did this. There were other things too, but these were the ones that I thought were the most ridiculous. She just cannot help herself. One of our listeners, Larry, says, if you go to a Mexican restaurant and quote the menu, you will literally speak more Spanish than AOC. I believe that. I believe that in my heart of hearts. This is why I don't think that she, I mean, I'm not saying that she wouldn't flirt with the idea of running, but I just don't see her running because she's just such a, she's not the brightest bulb. And I don't think that she can handle it. I think that she would be completely just to go for higher office. I think she would be completely embarrassed on a national level. I mean, this is her just, you know, in Munich, and she's embarrassing herself. She's giggly. She was talking about wealth tax, the wealth tax that she would have proposed. We talked about that on Friday. But she was upset, you know, going after Rubio because, and Rubio actually speaks Spanish, unlike AOC. And the reason that she went after Marco Rubio is because he started encroaching on her identity politic playing field of, oh, well, my last name is Ocasio, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. My last name means I own this. She's playing identity politics. And then you have the Secretary of State, who actually can speak Spanish and does know history. She cannot have him encroaching on the one thing that she, the only thing that she can have to use is like some sort of semblance of authority. That's why she tries to play up all this stuff. I mean, Rubio, who actually speaks Spanish, doesn't say Maduro. He doesn't do any of that. He doesn't go Venezuela. He just says Venezuela, Maduro. She, who barely speaks Spanish, actually, I don't even think she can speak a full sentence of it. I'm not kidding. She actually cannot. She does this to try to play it up. I mean, the contrast is stunning. But I mean, for crying out loud, the fact that you don't know that and you're trying to also act like you're the bouncer for all of everything Spanish is embarrassing. I mean, do we really want to sit here and do a deep dive on the vaquero culture, King? Do we really want to do that? We want to talk about the buckaroo term, which is actually still used out in West Texas, and that apparently came from the traditional movements of the vaquero, King. I mean, I don't want to dive into this, for crying out loud, but you get my point. Don't sit here and pretend to be the authority on something when you don't even understand just like the basic history of it. Good night. But the cowboyism that literally descended from the Iberian Peninsula, where it had been perfected before it came to the United States, before it came to North America. And I just, well, it came from Mexico. When, what do Mexicans speak? Spanish. I feel like I'm in Pee-wee's Great Adventure, right? Or Pee-wee's Big Top, right? This woman's making an authentic Mexican tortilla. Can y'all say tortilla? Like Jan Hooks, her character in that. We have more because we got to get into some of the other Epstein stuff. Boy, the House of Cards is falling, especially for one of the president's former advisors who just really, well, now you're seeing everybody's learning what all of us have known about Steve Bannon for forever. Welcome to the club. So I've been paying attention to what's happening with gold and silver lately, and honestly, it's pretty shocking. Gold and silver have risen to record highs in relation to the dollar. And after talking with Colin over at Noble Gold Investments, I really get it. This isn't about trying to time the market. It's not about chasing some get-rich-quick opportunity. It's about protecting what you've already worked so hard to build. And when the economy feels uncertain and when currencies start weakening, when people get nervous about their retirement accounts, historically, they look for stability, and physical gold and silver have always been a part of that conversation. You know, I think maybe the most that Colin and his team, they don't pressure people, right? They don't use hype. They didn't use that with me. They just simply walk me through my options. They answer questions and they treat you with respect. And that matters. Noble Gold has helped people protect their savings with physical gold and silver. They've been doing it for nearly a decade with transparency and real customer service. If you want to learn more, download their free wealth protection kit at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Get informed and then decide what's right for you and your family.
CNBC needs to start being honest with themselves. CNBC's calls are not just wrong, they're really wrong. The fast money circus on CNBC has gone too far.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently Americans in Michigan and the surrounding Great Lakes region are told that they have to stay indoors as a plume of dangerous toxins blankets the U.S. in that area. The EPA said air quality over Detroit. I just thought it was the bullets and the nonstop crime and murder and drugs. But, you know, no, it's the air also. The air wants to kill you, too. They had elevated levels of something I don't care about, some microscopic particles or some stuff. It was trapped near the ground by dense fog. I don't care. Just tell everybody aliens are going to murder them. Then stay inside if you don't. I don't know. Or just go outside and breathe in large amounts of these particles and die. I mean, it's your choice. Your freedom. I would give people that because the criminals are the ones that are going to go out and breathe the air. And that just kills them all off. So see, it's like a self-cleaning oven. It just resolves itself. But wait. We've had this headline before, but now this is in Detroit. Just saying. Got some eyebrows raised over here. That's all. Additionally, this is sad. This was near Grant. I know where the Starbucks is, Kane, because I used to go to the Starbucks. Team USA skater and former coach gunned down in a Missouri Starbucks drive-thru by a repeat offender, guys. A known entity, repeat offender. Gabrielle Linen was inside of her car. It was in Tower Grove East off Grant. And yeah, see, you know where that Starbucks is. She got held up at gunpoint. It was 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. And this 58-year-old Keith Lamont Brown is on surveillance video going up to her car, telling her to raise her hands up and then shooting and killing her. She was rushed to the hospital. She was pronounced dead. So I'm sure that that makes the DA super happy in St. Louis, because we all know that these rat bastards love to allow these people to run free because they don't care about the lives of the innocent. Not at all. Let's see. Canada hockey star was ejected from the Winter Olympics as an NHL-style fight breaks out. That's like literally the main reason why people watch hockey. I mean, they love the sport, but they also, but why, and Canada needs to stop. But it's Canada though. So I don't know. Still the spirit of the sport. Stick with us. So folks over at Superbeats, there's, if you, I know a lot of you out there, that you love the products from Human, the people behind the Superbeats heart chews and the turmeric chews. There's new packaging that's coming out. So you have white bags with red lettering and the red bags with white lettering. And sometimes companies choose to come up with new packaging that they think best serves their product. And that's what the folks over at Superbeats did here. They came out with new packaging. So it's the red package that's the new one. And as they're rolling it out, the white package is still on the shelves. So it's the same product in both bags that are different colors. It's just they're coming out with new packaging. So as that new packaging comes out, the old packaging is going to go away. And pretty soon it's only going to be the red packaging. There was a lot of confusion apparently over this. And I was asked to kind of help clear that up. So again, white packaging is the old packaging. Red packaging is the new packaging. And the red packaging is going to be taking over the white packaging on the shelves. So the same thing with the turmeric curcumin complex that you can get at Sam's Club right now. And that's, you know, the great product that helps with inflammation and helps your body have a healthy response. That's the same thing. Every single one of their products are going to be in the new red packaging. So if you want to kick off your year with a great, great product to support your overall wellness, you can look for the Human products, particularly the turmeric chews, which I take every day. Great addition to your routine. You can find them at Sam's Club. So the next time you're there, pick up a bag, red or white. It's the same product. Pick up your bag today, only at Sam's Club.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Make sure you're following the podcast so you never miss an episode, especially when the news gets crazy. And while you're there, leave a quick rating and a review. It helps us get this show in front of more people who need some sanity in their day.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are hearing Azam. Come here.
I think he's putting off the dentist box. Yeah.
It's a Muslim call to prayer. Sonic cleansing, really. It's played 5 times a day in Astoria.
Oh, God.
5 times a day, the call to prayer. And New Yorkers are furious because it starts at like 5 a.m. under their Ugandan mayor. So it starts at like 5 a.m. and it's blasted 5 times a day. And there are people who've been filming from like blocks away to show you how powerful it is. And also, from what I understand, it violates noise ordinances. But that doesn't matter, right? They can do it without a permit, apparently. I mean, I think that was from under the last mayor who did this. So they said that I mean, technically, I mean, if it's at 5 a.m., it's actually against the law because they have the New York City noise code. But at the same time, you all voted for this, so I don't care.
Yep.
Oh, but we didn't vote for it. What did you do to help fight against the vote? What did you do? I'm just saying. That's been, and they've been fighting over this for a couple of years now, but now it's in Queens and it's, I was looking at the decibel level. I mean, it's loud, but if it's not, I mean, it's not even, it's not supposed to be until what, like 9 a.m. I think they can start, but no, they do it 5 times a day. That's the Islamic colonization of Queens. That's what that is. It's sonic colonization. And it's used as an intimidating factor. Call to prayer. It's not even, I mean, church bells, people who try to compare it to church bells as a way to defend against it, church bells are not sitting here issuing edicts like the call to prayer does. I have a feeling that those people don't really, or they think that you are too stupid, or they themselves are actually stupid and they don't know what is actually being said in the little prayer. But no, the truth of it is that it's not just like bells that serve as sort of a neighborhood bulletin board. It's lecturing you about going to prayer. It's an edict. So, very big difference. That's annoying to have that 5 times a day blasting through. It's like having a tornado siren, except the tornado sirens are actually helpful. Mm-hmm. I mean, even when they do the tests. When do they do those tests? The first Thursday of every month?
First Wednesday. In our area, the first Wednesday of every month.
Yeah.
1 p.m. Central.
That's loud. But people have been recording it from all over Manhattan, showcasing just how loud it is in their areas. And, I mean, that is a lot. So we've got the call to prayer now, because it's the Islamification of America. That's really ultimately what the big fight is coming down to. Although the woke right, the Bannonites, would have you believe that it's about everything other than that. I mean, that's really where it is. That is where it is. So welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour on a Monday. And so far, we've been able to showcase the hilarity of AOC, which, by the way, I don't want to send dumb lawmakers overseas and have them opine on this stuff because it makes us look like dumb Americans. To have AOC go, no, it was Africa and Mexicans that brought horses. Where do they get the Mexicans from, Alex? Where do they get them? I mean, it's for crying out loud. It started in Spain in the 1500s, and then it went all the way to the U.S. West and all of it. I mean, just that's embarrassing. She's like such a fake Hispanic. She is a fake ass Hispanic. Sorry, but yar, that's that you don't even know that. I can't. But you know what? She can go Venezuela, and that just completely makes up for all of it. Isn't that right? Good heavens. All right, so a few other things. More and more of the Epstein stuff is being unveiled. I don't know. We're going to keep doing this every single day until we go through all 3.3 million files, I guess. The one of the more recent developments had to do with an Obama staffer, his top lawyer. And apparently she was being, I guess, prepared to be AG at some point. And they had a prostitution scandal. Do you remember the Secret Service issue? There was a 2012 prostitution scandal in Colombia, and there were nearly 24 Secret Service agents and members of the military who were punished or fired following it. And Obama denied that anybody from the White House was involved. But apparently that's not necessarily true. And this lady who was being tipped to be AG was apparently involved in the cover-up. I don't know. This top lawyer. And she was, she was being promoted to really, this is a Washington Post piece. She was really being promoted within the admin at the time. And she knew about it. And yet, nobody ever actually, it was covered up and no one ever actually investigated it or kind of got to the bottom of it at all. Not surprising. I don't think that's surprising at all. But more and more of this stuff, I mean, I'm not, when I hear about it with the Obama administration, is anybody surprised? I mean, for crying out loud, it's Democrats. They're all skeezy. But it's the stuff that's going on from the right that you hear. So over the weekend, you had Ro Khanna and you also had Thomas Massie, who apparently let some names fly. They read out the names of six men that had initially been blacked out. This is from CBS. And the six men include billionaire Leslie Wexner. He's the Victoria's Secret guy. And he hired Epstein to manage his money. Sultan Ahmed bin Sulayem. He was the former CEO of Dubai-based logistics firm, which he resigned from, by the way, also over the weekend. And they had a number of other names. Some of them were less famous that they released. And Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said some of the men were completely random people selected years ago, and that they had nothing to do with Epstein or Maxwell, et cetera. So it seems like there, I just need, here's the problem, and this is why this story makes me mad. Let me just explain why this pisses me off so bad. Because you had Republicans and Democrats who dry humped this story all throughout the election. And I'm using very purposeful language because the language I choose to use would get me kicked off air. I'm so livid over this. You had both parties that exploited this and flogged it and whatever as a tool to endear themselves to voters. And Republicans really drummed it up. They got real sensational with a lot of this stuff. And so now, why the hell would you? I mean, I don't believe Republicans more than I believe Democrats. I don't believe either of them at all. They're all different sides of the same turd in D.C. They really are. Case in point. They really inflamed a lot of this. They really made it as sensational as possible. And then they promoted conspiracy theories that actually diminished the very serious, heinous crimes that were taking place and did take place. And then they act like they've got all these names that they don't release. Oh, here's a drip of some names. And then you had the stunt that the Trump administration pulled by giving a bunch of influencer losers binders. By the way, none of these people have been asking questions about Steve Bannon being so completely implicated because all of them rely on Steve Bannon for clout. Not a single one of these people. That's you could say that Bannon's only success was following through and creating the woke Reich because he, after Andrew passed away, he said Breitbart was an alt-right website. So you can give him that credit. Out of all of the abysmal failures, including his inexistence in his life, you can have that as his big thing. So you had the binders that were up at the, that were given out, and this was information that was already released, and everybody acted like they were getting top secret information, and now you got all this stuff coming out. And guess whose name keeps coming up almost more than anybody else's? Steve Bannon. And yet none of these thirsty people, these clout chasers on the right that were so eager to crawl on their hands and knees to the White House and lap up any public information already out there that they wanted to give them and pretend that it was special, you know, access. None of these people have had the balls to say anything about Steve Bannon and his involvement and the fact that his name keeps coming up over and over and over again. Watch all of the people. They go up there and they get performative with their rosary and they get performative with their binders and they get performative with all this other stuff. Not a single one of these people will say anything about Steve Bannon. promo code binders. Not a single one of them will. Very interesting. If you don't say it, you're complicit. You might as well be in the files yourself because you're aiding the people that are. So this is why I get aggravated over it. Because they're using it as stunts. You have these lawmakers that are, oh, well, here's a name here, here's a name there. And they just do it as a stunt. It's all performative. I mean, they could have been doing this a long time ago. And then the stupid press, the legacy press, I say something justified about Pam Bondi. What does the legacy press do? They don't want to sit here and talk about the actual merit of the things that are being disclosed in all of this documentation. No, they're going to, oh, well, Dana Loesch is on the right and she's criticizing Pam Bondi. Oh, well, wake up. I've been criticizing her since she was in Florida. It's one of the reasons I opposed her as AG. Wake up. It's aggravating. I mean, it goes on and on and on. I've retweeted some of it. I don't know if you've seen over the weekend. I just don't know how he extricates himself from this. I don't know how he absolves himself of this. There's also the situation of, what is it, Candace Owens having an image of Bannon framed in her office next to her wedding photo. One of my friends, Emily Zanotti, said, quote, for a bunch of people who pride themselves on being mommy sleuths with the determination to uncover vast, dangerous, and nefarious conspiracies, they missed a big honking one right under their noses. I mean, Bannon was using his plane. I mean, there's texts of him using his plane as a personal favor. Is it possible to get your plane here to collect me? Where are you? I'm in Rome, waved off Spain. When? Anytime tomorrow after 1 p.m. I mean, he also was pretending to be, like, he also was bragging about he made Trump. Let's get something real about Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon has almost no accomplishments of his own. He's a guy who fails upward somehow. Back in the day, he claimed that he made Sarah Palin. He told everybody that he made Sarah Palin. He made a documentary about Sarah Palin. I say documentary. It was a piece of crap burned to celluloid that used clip art and bad scoring. That's what it was. And then he made another one about Fire in the Heartland or whatever. And he claimed that he made Palin. He tried to take credit for the Tea Party. And then he's telling Epstein that he's the Trump whisperer in these texts and acting like he made Trump. Not acting like it, he's claiming it. What? I'm pretty sure Trump was already super successful back when Steve was chasing the CCP asset, Miles Gu, and trying to get on his CCP yacht. I mean, it is something else. And it's interesting, all of the number of woke Reich people that are named in these, too. Very fascinating. But I mean, there is the emails and the texts and all of the stuff. One of the other big things is that Epstein was telling Bannon, if you pretend to be a media person, you can get around with registration as a foreign asset. And it's very interesting that his pay-for-play podcast that he created and had to pay to actually get it out there at first, that was created after this. So after Epstein, there's text messages. There's all kinds of stuff. The discussion between them was Epstein advising him on how to have a media platform. He goes, it is so structurally elegant. Privileged, funding, subscriptions. He goes, your notebooks, etc. are safe. He's judging, he's advising him on this. And it's interesting because after he's advised on this, then he creates his entity. There's a lot there. So here's the question. All of these clout chasing woke Rikers who did everything that they could to debase themselves and suck up to this guy for clout. Every single one of them are silent on this today. Jack Posobiec, all of them. They're all a bunch of grifters and they're all silent about this today. Not a single one of them have the courage to actually call it out. Because they lose their clout. Or are they compromised themselves? I think if you're silent about it, you're complicit. Silence is complicity. It's funny that the people who held those binders up the highest are the ones who are the most tight-lipped about the people actually in the files. Why are you protecting people on Epstein's list? Are you being lied to about your retirement? I mean, the advice sounds familiar. Max out your 401k and your IRA and hand your life savings to Wall Street and just hope that the market cooperates. If that were the only way, why do so many people then risk outliving their savings? Why does the inventor of the 401k call it a monster that should be destroyed? The time has come to hear the truth. Bank on Yourself is a retirement plan alternative that provides guaranteed predictable growth and reliable retirement income. Current tax law allows you to enjoy tax-free retirement income while maintaining control and access to your money for emergencies and opportunities. No questions are asked and no government penalties apply. Bank on Yourself delivers peace of mind by showing you the minimum guaranteed value of your retirement savings before you ever need to use them. Bank on Yourself offers tax-free retirement income, guaranteed growth, and full control of your money. Visit bankonyourself.com/Dana to get your free report. That's bankonyourself.com/Dana.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Are you involved with this protest at all? I'm sorry, so are you teach here? Do you teach here?
I prefer not to engage.
That's okay, you're on the public sidewalk. Are you working right now?
Am I working right now?
Yeah.
Sure am.
What's your name? I'm asking you what your name. You're on the public sidewalk, you're working, and these are your students. What is your name? Have these students notified their parents? Have these parents notified their parents that they're out here protesting on the sidewalk? Have these parents,
I can't hear you over the protest.
Have these parents been notified that their students are protesting, their children? Have these parents been notified that their children are protesting on the public sidewalk during school day?
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Have you?
This guy's a D-bag.
Have you notified the parents that these children...
I hope she stays on him. If I was the mother, I would have, oh my good night. I would have, right in the middle of the road, I would have grabbed him by his stupid D-baggy hat and I would have beat him upside the head with it. Somebody told me, I had some drive-by with the IQ of a fart who was like, you can't talk like that, Dana. The hell I can't. Be quiet. I absolutely would have. I would have put his sunglasses where the sun don't shine, sideways. This guy, so rude. You know what? Probably because he can't teach. He also, I don't know. I'm just going to say it. He looks like the type of teacher who probably messes around with the underage girls in his class. I'm just saying. That's just my observation. I just don't feel like having any courtesy for any of these people anymore. I just want to make life difficult for all the morons in the world. I do. I'm just, there's no courtesy. There's no grace. It's Monday. Maybe that's why. But we have a lot more to go, including... We got some domestic issues. We got some wokery, immigration, lawlessness, and more. Brna is a device that shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And, you know, I always tell people I have no problem using lethal force, but I also recognize that there are instances where you are barred from your exercise of Second Amendment rights, whether it's private property restrictions, municipal or whatever, or college kids even. You want to be able to have a way to protect yourself. And that's what the Byrna was created to do, to kind of fill in those gaps and make sure that you can actually still protect yourself when your Second Amendment rights are being infringed upon. Very easy to use, highly effective. Here's the thing, no permits, no background checks, no waiting periods. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs, none of that stuff, because it's not a gun, right? And when you compare it to a stun gun, which has one or two rounds, the Byrna gun has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. Visit Byrna.com, B-Y-R-N-A, and get your Byrna today. Byrna.com/Dana. That's where you go to get it. They have other models there, but the CL, the compact launcher, is for this specific purpose. Byrna.com/Dana, ready when you are.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
We saw the cancel culture. That's the, we saw the woke revolution. I don't agree with the gender revolution, the climate alarmism.
Which gender? Women having their rights?
Peter, go on.
I think there are two genders. So, but some of some
half of us, can
some
we have
of
our
us,
rights?
Some of us think that there is more than one or more than two. Sorry, more than two gender. I think there is male and female, and the rest probably is a social construct. So this is something that went too far.
But does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine who are on the front
what?
Lines dying?
What in the Pam Bondi hell is this?
Two genders, okay. If that's what you're
can
worried
I, can
about?
Can I please finish my points? I'm sorry that it makes you nervous. I'm really sorry for that.
It makes me nervous. It makes me
but seriously. Wow, what? Oh man, where to unpack this? Let's just start. This was Hillary Clinton who got into it with the Czech deputy prime minister over two genders. And I followed what he was saying very well. The confusion is what she said in response. So she had said in this back and forth, he was talking about how some things went too far. And, you know, the wokery, et cetera, all of this stuff went really far. And then she follows it up with, what do you mean, genders? Because he was like talking about the wokery with genders and all of that, too. And she's like, well, what do you mean so we can have rights? That's not what actually. Yeah, we're talking about men hijacking the female sex and removing from us our rights. Yes, exactly. Hillary, you are also an enabler of this. He seemed genuinely shocked that she had that response. And then she just went off in like some kind of Pam Bondi, you know, AOC, Kamala Harris word salad nonsense. I don't even know what that was. It just, again, she's trying to stunt on, well, what do you mean, women's rights? Throw myself off a rooftop. Welcome back to the show. It's Cranky Monday. We're here to just crank it all up, get cranky. It's nice to see you. And you can listen to the radio program from anywhere around the country. And also, you can watch the video of us doing the radio program as well. But her response, she just seemed more very fighty. What do you mean for our? He wasn't talking about women's rights. He's literally talking about men cosplaying as women. And he was talking about the policies, some of these things that have gone on for real. What did she not? And then where did the Ukraine thing come from? Was there like an edit in the video that we are not privy to? Where did that come from? How was that a response to him talking about gender dysmorphia? Nobody can answer that. You guys are all as confused as I am. I don't know. But she seemed, it made her look desperate, I thought, anyway. It just was very desperate looking. And that wasn't the only exchange that she had with him either. This, she, let's see, this was kind of interesting. She had said that in talking about immigration, this is cut 10. Listen to this. This is kind of interesting.
I think we need to call it for what it is.
Secretary
there
Clinton.
Is a legitimate reason to have a debate about things like migration. It went too far. It's been disruptive and destabilizing, and it needs to be fixed in a humane way with secure borders that don't torture and kill people.
The borders torture? Who is being tortured and killed at our southern border by the United States? I mean, I know the cartels do this, but who in... Where is that even happening? It's like she has to say the obvious thing because it has gone incredibly too far, and then she has to throw in a crumb for the far left so they don't excommunicate her for looking as though she agrees with Trump on anything. It makes me wonder too if that was not the reason for her weird response to the gender question, because she was because the guy was like, yeah, there's a male and female, and you know the rest is a social construct, and then out of nowhere she goes, but does that justify selling out the people of Ukraine? Like, what does that even mean? Did she just jump in on that because she thought her migration answer sounded too conservative? It's a legit question. Did she have to go and try to save face somewhere else? I don't know. You know, just saying. Although it's not as bad as, still not as bad as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, what's interesting about her name? How are you named after the guy who brought horses to the United States, to North America, and you not know it? Can I just real quickly go back to that one soundbite? Because I am endlessly fascinated by the cluelessness of this woman. She got mad at Marco Rubio because he said, you know, cowboys, he was talking about cowboy culture in the United States. Can I just hear cut one real quick?
Rubio's speech was a pure appeal to Western culture. My favorite part was when he said that American cowboys came from Spain.
I thought they came from Winnetou, but
I believe the Mexicans and descendants of African enslaved peoples would like to have a word
about what? Because they didn't do squat. How are you literally named after the guy from Spain who brought horses to North America, and you not know where it comes from? Hernan Cortez, he brought 16 horses to the Mexican mainland when he was going his expedition against the Aztecs. And that was back in the early 1500s. Now, Columbus first brought horses to the Caribbean, but it was Cortez who introduced them to Mexico. And that literally is the source of how horses, they all, and cowboys, vaquero, all of that spread through the United States Southwest. And it was after the defeat of the Aztec that the Spanish ranching was able to flourish, and breeding and all of that, and the horse population exploded. The absolute unabashed irony of being named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and not even knowing that you're named after the guy who brought horses to North America. I mean, Mexicans and Africans would like to have a word. Well, the Africans, I don't know what they're going to have a word about. Shh. But the Mexicans, because they got them from the Spanish. Go back to being a crappy bartender, because this is not your forte, girl. Good heavens. These people preen like they're your moral betters. And yet they know nothing. Some of the things we were discussing last segment, I got some, oh my gosh, let me get some of these stories out of the way. I have some, this details immigration, pulling up these links for you in my stack of digital properties. And, well, maybe, I might not be able to get this one to pull up. But there have been a couple of very interesting headlines as it pertains to unfettered immigration. I don't think I'm going to be able to get these up. Here's one. Sudanese refugee jailed for 2 years. He raped a woman in Queensland. So this is in Australia. Toowoomba, Queensland. The judge, who is a Bosnian refugee, called him a, quote, wonderful young man during sentencing, and took his traumatic childhood into account. What? So, oh, I can't even, this guy, this is crazy. So this guy, Thon Angui, he was found guilty of a Toowoomba district court of raping his 20-year-old victim. And he led her to an embankment, brutally raped her as she screamed for him to stop. She said her life has been ripped apart and she's had a lot of struggles to kind of recover some semblance, some sense of normalcy. And then the judge said that it was his upbringing that led to this. It's not really his fault. It's his upbringing. She said, quote, you know, he's had a early childhood marked by extreme hardship. That's right. And he grew up in a village in Sudan. He wasn't actually in combat in Sudan, but, quote, he was exposed to war conditions from a young age. And she said it's a very difficult sentence for him. She actually said this. Listen to this. I cannot believe. The judge, Dezentia Balik, said, quote, on one hand, we have this wonderful young man with a very bright future who's worked very hard to get where he is, considering his background. And then we have a traumatized young woman who's also been taken advantage of. He just got 5 years imprisonment, which was suspended already. That's, you want to talk about restorative justice. There's a great case of it. So the excuse was, well, he doesn't know any better. He grew up, he had a tough life. So if you have a tough life, I guess that's, I had a tough life growing up. So is that my get out of jail free card and I can just go out and commit whatever crime I want to? That's such an excuse. Sorry, but you don't have a tough life. You were able to go to Australia and you were able to enjoy freedom and make something of yourself and you decide to go and ruin someone else's life. That person has a tough life now, not you. You're not the victim. I don't understand these judges. Was this judge attracted to him and just wanted to give him a wrist slap? I don't get it. I honestly, that's the only thing I can think of to understand why in the world you would allow somebody who just thinks that they have a right to go all around brutally raping women, why you just are going to give them a wrist slap. Is it because you're trying to compete for their affections? I don't get it. And it's always some progressive broad who does it. Is it not? Women are just devils. I tell you something. These women, it's always these judges. I have like four other cases that are like this, by the way. There's one in the UK. There was another one in the Netherlands. And they're all female judges who are like, well, why don't you consider the plight of, and of course, yes, it's someone who came in and illegally. And every single one of the I'm not joking. They're all female judges. Every single one of them are like, well, consider the, no. What is it with progressive broads? A woman has been brutally violated and their first response, well, think of the rapist. Their first response isn't empathy for the victim, but it's sympathy for the rapist. In what world does that make sense? I don't know. Do they hate the women that were victimized? I just can't explain it. And it's always progressive women. Kane, what's the deal? It's always progressive women. Four cases. This one in Australia. There's another one here in the United States. That one's from a couple of years ago. Then you've got the Netherlands and you've got the UK. And it's all progressive, these progressive female judges. I do not get it. Those are the ones who are supposed to be like, no, believe women, right? You would expect a female judge to be an advocate or at least rule in favor of the female victim who has been brutally violated by a male illegal immigrant. You would think, sisterhood and all of that. They're the first ones, progressive women, to claim that you don't support women if you disagree with one of them. Well, what is this then? What definition does this merit? We have more on the way. As we do so, the folks who make it possible, our friends over at Patriot Mobile. Right now, you can get a free month of service just by using promo code Dana at patriotmobile.com/Dana. Every day, people make choices that shape their country's future. And do you know, down to the cell phone provider, that also can determine, the trajectory of your nation. And Patriot Mobile, They're, of course, they provide great service. You get premium nationwide coverage on the same or better than big carriers. You get all of that. You get fast speed. You get 100% U.S.-based support team. You also have unlimited data plans and mobile hotspots and international roaming, the whole nine yards. And you can activate in minutes, get a plan tailored for you. But here's the thing. You're not funding the things that you vote to protect or that you vote against at the ballot box, rather. Patriot Mobile actually puts their money where their mouth is, and they help support those causes that are dear to your heart, in addition to providing top-tier service on all major U.S. networks. So every bill, every time you pay your bill, you're directly protecting and fueling the protection of faith, family, and freedom. So take a stand and make a switch. I mean, it's the least you can do, and you're going to pay less over at patriotmobile.com/Dana. You can also call 972-PATRIOT. And don't forget to use promo code Dana for your free month of service. It's patriotmobile.com/Dana, code Dana, or call 972-PATRIOT today.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Tom Homan is calming tensions and rounding up illegals after taking over ICE operations in Minnesota. It's amazing what happens when the locals cooperate. Second Amendment defenders are getting annoyed by Trump administration officials' comments on gun possession. And a whole lot of new shady details from the Epstein files. Looking at you, Bill Gates. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Barack Obama says that aliens are real, but he hasn't seen any in a new interview. Wait, you can't, wait, what? You can't be just doing something like that. You can't be like, well, you know, the aliens, I think they might be real, but I don't know. I haven't seen them. He says he has no idea where they are. And he goes, yeah, they're real, but I haven't seen them. He didn't offer any other details as to what he meant by that. And apparently the host, I guess, didn't have the beans to press hard. I would have not let this go. I would have been like, so when you say that aliens are real, he said, quote, they're not being kept in Area 51. There's no underground facility. Yeah. How do you know? What do you mean? So you've seen them and you know that they're not being kept in Area 51. He says that unless they hit it from the president of the United States, there's not any kind of anything like that. How does he know, though? He knows. He's seen him. He knows. It's not like, do you trust that he would tell you? No, of course not. I don't trust that he would tell us at all. Interesting, though. Also, in addition to that, we have home builders are warning the GOP over Trump's immigration raids. This is Politico. They say South Texas will never be red again.
Weird flex.
It is a weird flex. I mean, it's not really totally red right now anyway. Construction executives held multiple meetings, blah, 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 to discuss how immigration busts on job sites are scaring away employees. You know why you're having immigrate? Let me save you a click. Do you know why you're having immigration busts on these job sites? Because you keep hiring illegal aliens. Maybe hire American labor. There's a thing right there. Stop hiring illegal aliens to do your work and you won't have that issue. Oh, I can't believe we're getting raided. Why are you getting raided? Because we're hiring illegal aliens. Stop it. Then just don't hire illegal aliens. And don't sit here and act like, well, you know, if we can't hire illegal aliens to work on our construction sites, I guess those Hispanics aren't going to vote for you. I'm going to come back to this. This headline just is grating. We've got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. As we move, the folks over at Relief Factor, if you want relief from everyday aches and pains, Relief Factor is where you can start. They support your body's natural inflammatory response that causes aches and soreness and stiffness and discomfort from exercise and daily activities. Targets that inflammation that can keep you from exercising and enjoying the things that you love with greater freedom and mobility. It's a 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients, including omega-3s, resveratrol, all designed to support relief from everyday exercise-related, whatever, age-related discomfort. And you can try it for yourself with the 3-week quick start and see how Relief Factor could be a game changer for you as well. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder, but most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I think it was really inspiring how Mr. Levin just keeps on wanting to grow and like learn more from like the people around him, his peers and his advisor, his father even.
Anya, how do you want to grow?
Well, I'm also trying to grow my communications. I just became the communications chair of my goals TA, student government.
Hey, Brett, This thing about communication, how important is that? And how important is for Anya to continue to develop these communication skills?
It's so important. And I think today, as kids, you have your cell phones in your hands all the time and learn how to look people in the eye, publicly speak and talk to people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. This is an interesting, I'm going to play this video for you because it is a woman who was trailing ICE agents and she claimed that they were targeting legal immigrants and she kept trying to insert herself into the operation. Listen to this exchange. This is something else.
This isn't where I live. That's fine. This isn't where I live.
Your parents still pay all your bills?
No.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
If my parents paid all my bills.
We just want to make sure you got home.
This isn't where I live.
It's okay, Olivia. We appreciate it.
You can go talk to them. Well, this isn't where I live.
So if this is not where your vehicle is, you might want to look that up with their state.
It is, buddy. My address is correct on my ID and where my car is registered.
Okay.
Good try, though.
All right. Thanks, Olivia.
Do you feel strong or what?
We're good. Have a great day, okay?
I'll keep following you, okay?
Oh, no, she doesn't care. She doesn't care? They never do.
How does it feel to be a race traitor?
We were trying to get a child molester, right?
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were.
How would you know?
Because it was a woman you talked to.
His wife?
And then his plate came back as murder.
Also, I just want to say, calling someone a race traitor.
But you guys don't care.
I hope you realize that is the most racist thing you can say as a white woman.
Of course,
and
it is.
So you know, this isn't a good look for you.
You think I care about my look?
No, oh no, trust me.
When you guys
it is evident by how you look, you don't care. We get that, trust me. No, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying this, trying to be a social warrior. If you actually cared, you probably would care about the child who got raped and also the person who got murdered by the person that we were looking for. But see, you don't care.
No, I don't care because you guys try.
You just try to detain legal immigrants.
None of you actually give a shit.
Really?
If you were here to get illegal, violent immigrants off the street, that would be fine.
That's what they're doing, you stupid broad. You stupid, dumb, progressive broad. Every single time, these people. That is exactly what they're doing. She already said it. She's like, I don't care. I don't care if you're looking for somebody who got who's a murderer and a child rapist. And by the way, that I did run this down. That is actually who they were looking for. Part of me didn't want it to be true, to be honest, just because there's a victim in it, you know, and you're like, golly. But that's who they. Yeah, I have a criticism. I think they were being too nice in how they get him. I think if you're a child rapist and a murderer and you're in this country illegally, I think that we should be able to put a bear claw outside your front door, get you to come out, you lose a leg, and then we drag you by the hair on your scalp, and then we redefine what cruel and unusual is. That's how I make cruel and unusual great again. That's how I look at it. Oh, no. Don't sit here and tell me, oh, but you have rights. You don't have rights if you're in this country illegally. Those rights are for the citizens who pay the taxes, who live here, who do things legally, who let our government know we're here. That's no. These are rights affirmed for citizens of these United States. This isn't the world police. How interesting that the individuals who always say that the United States always tries to flex, you know, throughout the world, these are the ones that they want our rights to be applicable to everybody every single time. That's what they do. No, these are not everybody's rights. These are rights for United States citizens. These are not rights that are applied to people who come into the country illegally and then squat in this country and then continue to carry out vicious crimes like this guy was doing. She didn't even care. And by the way, a white progressive chick telling a Hispanic border agent or a Hispanic Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent that he is a race traitor. She's a racist. Of course they all are, but she is a disgusting, unemployed loser. Olivia Jensen is her name. J-E-N-S-E-N. Olivia Jensen is a chonky white racist. You are progressive trash. The fact that she said, yeah, I don't care. When he goes, well, if you really cared, then she's like, yeah, I don't care. That's right. I don't care. My gosh. So, I don't know. You know what someone said in the comments underneath us, Kane?
What?
See if you can catch this. Where's an acorn when you need it? You guys remember that one? I'm not advocating for that, but where's the acorn when you need it? There was an acorn that fell on somebody's car. It was a police officer, and he thought that that the person was shooting at him, so he opened fire. That's what happened. Yeah. But they don't care. They clearly do not care. And that's the people that they've been going and apprehending. So speaking of this, we got a couple of other stories as it pertains to, well, some of this is just how far gone Europe is. Europe is really far gone with this. So here's the story. This is from the Daily Mail. They had, you're going to lose it when you hear this, more than 70 illegal immigrants that were coming in off of boats. They landed a taxpayer-funded windfall after the British government ruled that their Home Office acted unlawfully by seizing their phones upon arrival in Britain. It is a controversial policy, I don't know why, that was introduced during the surge in channel crossings back in 2020. And it saw asylum seekers searched and their mobile phones and SIM cards confiscated. Devices were held for 3 months or longer. Some were not returned. So far, 32 asylum seekers have gotten about $6,500 each for their phone. It's totaled over almost 211,000 pounds for them. So they're anticipating it's going to be 500,000. And they think that 1,300 other illegal immigrants are going to try to seek damage. I don't think that you should even have standing in a courtroom of a country of which you are not a citizen. No, you don't get a day in court because this is not your court. Leave, come back the proper way, and then you can get access to your day in court. That's what some people seem to not realize. And it's all young men. They have a photo of all the guys, for instance. This was a photo dated August 4th, 2021. And it's they were coming from Northern France, English Channel, and they are all, I mean, it's mainly with one Vietnamese, but it's mainly all Middle Eastern young men that are there. They say, oh, no, you interfered with migrants' rights. No, you don't have rights. You're not a citizen of this country. You came here illegally. You forfeited any right you could ever hope to have by coming here illegally. This country has disemboweled itself. The UK has positively disemboweled itself. There is no, and that's just one example. That is just one example. It is so incredibly wild to witness this. Oh, well, we have rights. This is absolutely, we have migrants' rights. No, you actually don't. you don't have that. But wait, there's more. So in addition to this, you've got, well, I was telling you about the one with the, let me pull this up, the call. This is another one of these stories where it is, again, it is some female progressive judge. This is a, let's see, this was from late last year. Actually, there's a couple. You have a grooming gang problem in the UK. And they said that they did not want to create, and this is literally from a memo from their home office. They did not want to create ill will or promote racism by upsetting Muslims in this grooming gang problem in the UK. Dr. Mark Dury, senior research fellow, they posted UK grooming gangs and Islam. It's a report. It's not a pleasant read at all whatsoever, but it gets into the over 800 cases of sexual violence against British girls, all of under the age of 18, which has been kind of pretty much dismissed, not kind of, but has been dismissed. And it really also gets into the Labour Party decisions and policies that helped really protect that horrific practice. And the years, this is just, they're only tabulating. I mean, this is, a lot of this is, it's ongoing. They only look at like the last 10 years. It's even been going on longer than that. That's one example. Now, on top of this, you have a 13-year-old girl, again, in the UK. She was repeatedly raped by a quote-unquote asylum seeker. He had slipped into Britain, again, on a boat, crossing the English Channel. They saw this girl, and she was apparently walking back from class. They seized her. They forced her to drink a liter of vodka mixed with cherry Coke. They forced three quarters of it down her throat until she couldn't stand. CCTV actually caught a lot of this. They hauled her to a hotel room, repeatedly raped her. And they were allowed to stay under asylum protection. What in the world? The UK hates its young girls. They hate the daughters of the UK. The actual progressives in UK hate their own. They have to hate their own children. I just, some of this stuff, it's it is shocking. This is one of numerous examples. Oh, well, can't happen here. Well, it has and it does. That's the crazy thing about this. It has and it does. It's continued to happen. This United Nations, listen to this. Now, this gets into, this is where the asylee and the Islamism dovetail. Because if you cannot see that all of the asylum, the overwhelming of the asylee programs in countries, westernized countries and around the world, isn't a tactic of Islamist invasion, you're not paying attention. We're in asymmetrical warfare right now. And these are being absolutely exploited to the point where how they're allowing cousin marriage in the UK now because of the diaspora of certain Middle Eastern nations that have a high percentage of familial marriage, first cousin marriage. I was reading a report about Somali diaspora and how they're even continuing the practice of first cousins marrying, which has resulted in a significant portion of that community actually having developmental disabilities as a result. The United Nations, which is a worthless organization, they put out this poster. It says, every 3 seconds, a girl is married somewhere in the world. Child marriage is a human rights violation that denies girls the chance to reach their full potential. This Valentine's Day, join the UN in speaking out against this form of gender-based violence. Now, this is that's the message that they had. And then they had a little image with it. And the image that they have of it is a faceless blonde cartoon figure. their own statistics, which I actually have bookmarked because we were talking about it the last month when that court decision in the UK came out about first cousin marriage and how they're actually trying to reduce some of their language surrounding medical conditions so it doesn't look as though it is being discriminatory to first cousin marriage with those portions of their population. Their own website has on it the statistics of child marriage going from country by country. And the vast majority are Arabic girls, brown girls, like 95%. So why would they use a blonde girl, like someone said some Norwegian, or why would they use that as the face when it's actually, I mean, it is predominant in Islamic cultures. It's brown girls in burqas, not blonde-headed girls in white bridal dresses. That is who is being targeted. The percentages, Niger, 76%, Central African Republic, 61%, Chad, 61%, South Sudan, 52%. These are the countries where they have, I mean, Somalia rounds out their top 10. You do not have a Western nation that even appears in the top 30. How unbelievably deceitful. They should have used a brown-skinned cartoon character in a hijab or a burqa.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so this Florida man was arrested after 13 hit and run crashes on I-95.
And run?
Yeah, between six. Oh my gosh, is this all in one day?
Wait, not just crashes? Hold up. Hit and run crashes?
All in one day. Between 6:30 and 11:50 a.m., that's all this dude was doing.
What?
They responded, Virginia State Police responded to 13 hit-and-run crashes. It was a Florida guy driving a black Chevy pickup who apparently was responsible. 34-year-old Florida man taken into custody. Now, police are saying that they think that he's homeless, but they still don't have his charges available yet. They're still developing, but apparently, yeah, between 6:30 a.m. and 11:50, there were 13 hit-and-run crashes on the same stretch of highway between the Petersburg area and Spotsylvania County. That's insane. I mean, and the front of his pickup truck looks pretty busted up. That's totaled, I would think.
Yeah.
How, I mean, I want, like, they don't have any word on if there was any injuries or anything like that. Oof. Let's see. A Florida man heard boom after he turned on his heat for the first time in 35 years, and he and his wife had a runaway to escape the fire that then was ensuing afterwards. His house caught on fire because he used his furnace for the first time in 35 years. Check your furnaces, y'all. Third hour on the way. Stephen Yates will join us shortly.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
There's a very big difference between whiteness and national, like your actual culture, right? Whiteness is an imaginary thing. Being German is real. Being Italian is real. Being English. These are rich cultural heritages that are based on values, and they are so much a part of what make our cultures and our societies what they are.
What the hell am I listening to? So this is AOC in Munich. And I'm trying to understand the point that she's making beyond she thinks that whiteness is imaginary somehow, which I don't even know what that means. It's an imaginary thing. How is it an imaginary thing? You're Kane, you're half not here, dude.
Yeah.
You're a figment of your other half's imagination, right. Apparently.
My Mexican half, who often accuses my white half of having white privilege, it's clearly all based on nothing real.
It's a civil war within, man.
Yeah, it's just whiteness isn't a thing.
First, welcome back to the program, top of this third hour. Dana Lash with you. If you missed anything, go download the podcast. So her remark on this, that it's an imaginary thing, and she talks about the cultures of... So if you can't trace your culture or ethnicity back to German or Irish or whatever, then you're imaginary? Is that because I feel like she didn't think that all the way through. But then what's to say here in the United States? I mean, you know, where she doesn't understand E Pluribus Unum. And that's really the dominating factor that was understood by our founders, you know, from many one. That's it. That is it, all united by the desire to be free. That's something our founders even wrote about separately in letters to each other in the Federalist Papers, so on and so forth. We talk about it on the program all the time. It's the thing that destroys identity politics. It's the thing that destroys CRT, and it's why it's such a threat. And it's like now she's even trying to have it be a division, I guess, with what she views as being white Americans. But if she says that being white is an imaginary, then by that turn, then being of color is as well. I mean, you can be African and you can be Indian and you can be this, but then when you come over here to the United States and you've been over here for several generations, if that's her argument, then why doesn't it work both ways? That doesn't make any sense. I feel like she's only like a couple of steps more than Candace Owens, who can't even say the word bureau or macabre or any number of other words. I mean, you know, go ahead, try. I wanted to share this story with you because this is a really wild story. I started reading about this last night, and wow, that's all I can say. An 80-year-old woman in San Francisco, her name is Mary Fong Lau. She drove her Mercedes into a family of four and obliterated them. She was in a residential neighborhood, and she absolutely annihilated an entire family, a baby and a toddler, and their parents, as they were waiting at a bus stop because they were going to the zoo. It was in the West Portal neighborhood, and she's apparently going to avoid jail time. What? Yeah. Because they say, oh, but she's old. So, you know, we have to consider that. This is crazy. She was speeding excessively, and just, I mean, the photos of the accident scene are horrific. Crossed over lanes of traffic, ran right into them. The whole family's gone. And it's so sad. I mean, the kids were so cute. But they said that she's going to avoid jail time because of her age. They said, well, she's 80. So we're going to avoid charging her. She seems like a trash person, too, by the way, because she also was accused in another lawsuit of fraudulently transferring her interest in a real estate deal to evade financial responsibility. She didn't want to have to pay the crash victims. Yeah. She sounds like an absolute garbage human who didn't need to be driving at all. She was driving a 2014 Mercedes-Benz SUV, and she was doing double the speed limit. She's going to get her license back. She's going to be able to drive again. Not kidding you. And I'm just shocked. If you can't charge her because she's too old, then she shouldn't be driving because she's too old. You can't say that people, because of age, are immune from whatever penalties they may incur from behind the wheel of a vehicle. If she is too old to charge with a vehicular crime when she doubles the speed limit, drives recklessly, and kills an entire family of four, then she should never be driving at all. That's horrific. You can't have people who are, you can't prevent them from receiving penalty under the law because of age. You can't. That's insane. And she injured other people as well. I don't want to downplay the injuries of the others, but it was just the family of four being completely obliterated. She was going to get up to 15 years life. That was four counts of vehicular manslaughter, which was punishable by up to 15 years life in prison. And now apparently that's not going to happen. And the judge, Bruce Chan, says that, oh, yes, it was a very sad tragedy, but we don't want her to serve that long in prison because then it's basically a prison sentence, a death sentence.
You mean like the family?
Yeah, like the family, exactly. Now, here's where the objections come in. People are saying that, is it because it was a Chinese judge and this is a Chinese defendant? And is that why? I don't know. This is where the evil of politicizing the judicial system has really called into question everything, right? It has really called everything into question. I don't know. I mean, I agree. The appearance of bias should have been addressed. But Kaney made a really good point. You added that she showed so much remorse that what? Tell people, because this is a great point.
She transferred all of her properties and assets into a separate LLC so that she doesn't have to actually pay anything when this wrongful death suit comes out. This judge, obviously, look, you can argue whether or not at 80 you should be going to jail for 15 or 20 years or whatever. But it doesn't. There should be legal ramifications and justice in this case. And that's what's going to happen is, her assets, she did it. It was her actions where her assets would have to be given up in response. Yeah. And she's protecting herself from that. So she did the deed, doesn't want to do the time.
She's apparently a slumlord. That's according to some of the reporting. And San Francisco Chronicle touches on it very briefly. She apparently is a slumlord. And she immediately was trying to protect her assets. Just saying. But she was trying to avoid those financial penalties. I mean, good night. That's just, I think if you're too old to be charged, then you're too old to drive. They had a 3-month-old baby and a 1-year-old. They were all run over, all killed horrifically. The accident, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. The parents have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against her. There's another additional civil lawsuit that they have filed against her. And she's been, as Kane noted, hurriedly transferring all of her stuff out so she doesn't have to pay anything. I feel like she's a bad person. It seems like but she was going double the speed limit in a residential area. And when you see photos of the crash site, I mean, it's like a subdivision. You can't be going if it's 40, you can't be going 80 miles per hour in a residential area like this and lose control of your vehicle because you're speeding so exceedingly that you run everybody over. So I don't know. I don't know if the judge and hers shared background, being that they are both Chinese immigrants, factors into it. I don't know. But the crazy thing is that DEI has caused all of this to come into question. You would not have questioned this stuff before 20 years ago, but because of DEI and the infection in the judicial system, now you do. Now everything is a question. Oh, well, he's Chinese. She's Chinese. Is that why she's getting a wrist slap for this? Is that why she... And she's going to go drive again. They're not taking her license. That's a crazy thing. I just think if you're 80 years old and you've killed four people because you doubled your speed limit in a residential area and you lost control of your car and you killed them all, maybe you shouldn't get to drive again. That's just the thought. I mean, there are people who drink and drive and have less destruction who get their license permanently suspended for less. I just think you shouldn't be out there driving again. But that's the issue, is the judicial system has been, everything has been called into question. It is a major problem. It is a major problem. This is a problem that I think, you know, a lot of people talk about the OJ case, for instance. I think that that was like a one-off. I think that CRT and DEI has made almost every single case now, has brought the integrity of the judicial system into question because of CRT and DEI. Yeah, Kinko, she can maybe she can use those assets to pay a chauffeur. Well, I just can't believe she's going to get her license back. I have seen, I know there's a lot of elderly people who drive, and I haven't seen, I mean, in the area where I live, I think in the past 10 years, I've only seen a case. It was on our town's Facebook page, but it was someone's parent that they had been fighting with to try to get her license from her, and she didn't want to give it up. Well, when we first got roundabouts in our town, she like drove through one. Oh. They hadn't finished it. They were putting they were going to put a fountain in the middle and they were landscaping, and she was just like, I don't know what this is, and just legit drove through it, jacked the car up, and ended up getting stuck on some of the rebar for the yeah, and that was a huge thing. So yeah, I just feel like there are some instances where, you know, there are some young people who shouldn't drive.
And in this case, what can we point to that is the penalty? What's the penalty that she's actually paying?
Yeah, I mean, what? Having to go through the hassle of court? Ooh, the family had to go through the hassle of death and being run over at a bus stop. What?
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, West Virginia. School custodian was found hiding in the girls' locker room, and he's being held on $1.3 million bail. Well, maybe he just identified as a girl. Yeah. I'm actually surprised he didn't use that defense. The guy, William Howard Shoup, 25, he is the, now former custodian with Berkeley County Schools. He has over two dozen charges. It's an incident. This was Thursday night last week during a girls' basketball game. He was hiding inside of the closet in the girls' locker room for the visiting team from Hedgesville High School. And they called the police. Police responded. He was apprehended. 29 charges. They don't get into anything else, but I assume he'd been hiding in there and was watching them change even pregame. That's what they don't get into that in the story, but that's what I'm thinking. That's, you know, but how crazy is it if he would have said, oh no, I identify as a female and I'm here in the locker room. I mean, would they be able to actually, is that prosecutable at that point? I don't know, because that's been tolerated. A Colorado family was ordered to remove the brother. So two brothers in the family, they had a shared headstone. A family has been ordered to remove it. It's a grieving family. A cemetery demanded their two brothers that were in their 40s that passed away. And they have a shared headstone. And the cemetery said they have to remove the shared headstone.
Because of middle fingers.
Yeah, that's... You can barely, can I be honest? You can barely see it.
Right.
You have to get in front of the headstone so they have, you know how you can put pictures in the stone? They have a picture of each of the brothers and they're both giving the middle finger. So now Okay, I will say, did they not check with that before they had that made? Because those things aren't cheap. Did they check with that before they... I think it's goofy that they're making them remove it. But at the same time, also, you should maybe just check before you have something like that. I mean, my uncle had bite me on his. And I'm not kidding you. Hands to sky. He literally had bite me on his tomb. I'm not kidding you. Let's see. Thousands of smoke detectors were called over potential fire hazards.
What?
Yeah, there's a certain... You need to kind of look up, check on your smoke detector. These were sold exclusively on Amazon, and they're being recalled. We have Stephen Yates joining us next. Stick with us.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you guys saw the newest issue of Time Magazine. They have the Your Olympics Guide, and it gets into the Hockey Brothers and different aspects of the sports that are being showcased. And on the cover, though, this was interesting, they feature American-born Eileen Gu, who, as you know, she's the skier who decided to switch and become a member of the CCP, and now she's competing for Communist China. And she's on the cover of Time Magazine, and she's gotten all kinds of, I don't know, like very, I think, soft questions from the press. That's the cover of Time Magazine. It's not a bad photo, right? It's not a bad photo at all. But, I mean, what about the figure skater who refused to compete for the CCP, even though she was Alyssa, that athlete? She was recruited heavily by the CCP, and she said no, to the point where she actually had to have security when she competed in the 2022 Beijing Games. But notice the press, they ask our athletes, well, what do you think of ice? What do you think of this? And they try to put our athletes on the world stage answering these questions at odds with our nation. But then Eileen Gu has not gotten a single question about the Uyghurs. I mean, here, at the same time she's over there competing, Jimmy Lai was sentenced to basically die in prison, and she doesn't get a single question about that. How are you a member of the press and you are not asking an American who became a CCP asset to compete for China about Jimmy Lai and his sentence? You don't hate these people enough. You do not hate the media enough. Joining us now on this and these other issues, our very good friend, Stephen Yates, who, as you know, worked in two presidential administrations within the scope of foreign policies, an expert on China, and he's also a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. You can find him at Steve Yates on X. So obviously, I know you've had this thought, but I am stunned that not a single question. Last week, we talked about Jimmy Lai being sentenced 20 years in prison, which is essentially a death sentence for him. And she has not, at any point when she's been in front of the assortment of microphones, been asked, nor has she answered a single question about this or the imprisonment of Uyghurs or even, you know, the shenanigans they're pulling in the South Seas and near Philippines, etc. She doesn't get asked, even by Western media, she doesn't get asked a single question about this, which I think, you know, and you compare it to our athletes, and it's like they're trying to get our athletes to fight with us on an international stage.
It is disgusting to me. I like a lot of Americans, can't understand how someone can have American citizenship and compete in the Olympics for another country. I don't think you should be able to have dual citizenship for this kind of a thing. And if you're going to do that kind of thing, of course, I'm not surprised that the globalist media doesn't ask questions. The only thing they believe in their fake religion is hating America and bring down Western civilization. They're the anti-Marco Rubios of the world. And so it doesn't surprise me. It's still gross and still disappointing. But as you mentioned, there's a long list of easy layups that if they had an ounce of seriousness, they would have pitched to her and maybe to other athletes from other countries. I mean, really, there's a pastor whose church was taken down, and he's been taken into the Chinese legal system, I say with air quotes. And his daughter's been all over the American media. His son-in-law works at the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C., and they've been very, very active trying to talk this up. So many, many things, from religious freedom to the Uyghurs to Jimmy Lai to just simple stuff. But they either just either too young and ignorant or just too ideological, and there we have it. And by the way, I mean, all sports have just been corrupted by politics. And so, I mean, everything from the Super Bowl to the Olympics, it's not really about real sports anymore.
Oh, that's a great point. It isn't really. I mean, and it seems less like it is every time they have the Olympics. I haven't really watched, honestly, I haven't watched any of it, I'll be honest. Everything that I've seen has been a clip that auto plays on X, because I just have, it just seems like bread and circus. It's just completely performative. And then you have these issues. I think there was one thing that she had been asked about the Uyghurs, and she said, oh, well, I'm not an expert and it's not my business. And then moved on to the next thing. And that's it. Like, but then she goes out and says things like, well, you know, I bear the stress of both countries. No, you don't. You don't. No, you went and her going to China. How was that unlike, you know, during the World War II, going and competing for the Nazis as an American citizen? How is it not like going and competing for Germany during the 30s and 40s? I mean, it feels the same.
She's taking airbrushed photos of an airbrushed life. This is not the insufferable lightness of being. This is the insufferable arrogance of a spoiled brat. And it's really, really, I mean, I don't know why it's sort of even interesting for people to follow. It's important to highlight and to point out because it's gross, it's hypocritical, it shouldn't be happening. But for the blithe media to make her a cover story, that's just the part I can't get my head around. And I strongly suspect that every single person who's listening to the program today is probably going to agree with us. And I'm sorry for making you throw up a little for having to talk about it.
No, well, I mean, this is, you know, the Wall Street Journal had written about, you know, everyone was wondering about the financial inducements that might make someone turn and do this, because there's another, as we've talked about last week, you know, there's another Chinese American athlete whose father participated in Tiananmen Square. She's a figure skater and she proudly represents the U.S. and, you know, batted away any overtures from the CCP. Wall Street Journal says that the Beijing Municipal Sports Bureau, or borough, if you're Candace Owens, was going to pay her $6.6 million. Now, I don't want to be, this seems like not a lot of money to betray your country.
Yeah, well, we know that human beings are motivated by a lot of different things. Money is a powerful one. That might have been one of the things in the mix. But China is not exactly known for being a skiing powerhouse.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like the guys that are coming in 60th in their sport and then they want to go play in the other gender's sport. Not saying all of the skiers in China are women, but whatever. And so this is just one of those things where the motivation is probably someone who needs to cross over and get much more attention than she deserves. This is not about performance. They're not really going in and talking about how fast she's going down, what her regimen is to get prepped and ready for all of this. It has nothing to do with the sport. It's all personality and influencer crap.
Yeah.
And so that tells me this is moth to flame. This it probably could have been half the money and she'd still do it, because if she was doing it in a meritocracy, she wasn't going to get there.
Ooh, and that's the $1 million point right there. You know, and it also, you know, you mentioned influencing. It does seem to be like one of many attempts that the CCP uses to try to mainstream their, oh, look, it's us, and we can do the same thing the United States can, and we're real great. Because now the story came out in New York Post, State Department identifies Code Pink and other far-left groups as vectors of Chinese influence operations, which we kind of already knew was CCP, but it's like bringing in several other of these, you know, lower-level progressive groups. But apparently, they're getting paid handsomely to try to recruit people to do just that, to influence for the CCP. And it just is startling how much work the left has done to seed the ground to make such outreach like that possible in today's era, Stephen.
Yeah, it's play acting to soften the edges of an authoritarian way of thinking and life. It is neo-Marxism. I don't know why it has taken a couple of decades for people to connect the dots that every one of these movements that is essentially neo-Marxist, whether it's coming out of the Cultural Revolution in China or the sort of inspirational grassroots movements that somehow have all of their signs printed and everybody is in town ready for their flash mob on a university. These are all neo-Marxist things. And again, that's why I would call this the anti-Rubio stuff, because he went and he was speaking from church about holding up a civilization founded on faith and good things that brought freedom and security to the world, an opportunity the world has never known in the history of mankind. And these people just want to tear it down. They hate it. They want to burn it down and build it up from scratch with you in a cage.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's the common path in all of this. But yes, the CCP is part of neo-Marxism, and the financial ties are right there. I'm happy that we have a few investigative journalists out there that are pulling the thread on this. And I'd say in the last 2 or 3 years, I've seen more pieces on this in depth than I have in the previous 35 years of my career.
Yeah. Speaking of pieces on this, for those joining us, we're talking to Stephen Yates, because now there's a lot of discussion about nuclear activity with China. But the other thing, too, is I'm starting to see all, in addition to these pieces that are now coming out, and that was New York Times. I know the Wall Street Journal has written about it. There's only been like a couple, but there's been a number of these articles, and a friend of mine had messaged me, you know, look at this flurry of articles. Now they're talking, and this has to do with Greenland and China. Now they're talking about it when this should have all come up when it was the topic of discussion last month. And it gets into the nuclear powered icebreaker that China has developed. And it like looks to bust up ice flows that are up to 2.5 meters thick. It uses a molten salt reactor, and then supercritical carbon dioxide propulsion. And they said that the nuclear powered vessel unveiled as conceptual design in December is looking to be a prototype for Beijing's emerging polar fleet. Now, what's interesting is the way they put it. It's just about energy exploration and polar tourism. That's not why they're doing this, especially because they're looking at designating this activity to Greenland. Now, this explains, it gets into what the administration was talking about with Greenland. But Stephen, why, for all things holy, the love of all things holy, was this story and the development and what they're trying to do, why didn't the administration come out and say, look, we're going to put this in context. This is what they're developing. This is what they're planning. They're advertising that they're going to Greenland with this stuff. This is what they're doing. This is what our reaction is. But that never happened. And I feel like it lost a lot of the audience because of that.
Yeah, well, there could be a lot of reasons for it. It could be that the first rule of government that I was told was that incompetence and sort of mistakes are the first explanation for why things play out the way they do. Don't first assume conspiracy. That was my first warning in 2001. But the other explanation is it could have been privileged information, and it wasn't until it leaked out or was reported in other ways that finally there's something to echo. But I'd also say, somewhat in fairness, the whole Greenland thing was couched in whether you could stand listening to anything that mentions the name Donald Trump, or you went crazy hearing the mention of the name Donald Trump. And they almost couldn't get into what any of the strategery was about. There was plenty of strategery, even short of this, that should have made it patently obvious why it matters, not least of which because there's a country or a territory masquerading as a country between Greenland and Alaska that has a small military, a small economy, a small population that has no ability to defend this adjacent territory. And so I don't disagree with you. I think that they should have put all the things on the table. At the same time, I think you had a mind closed in the audience to this because we were listening to countries in Europe talk about trying to invade with four people.
Yeah, which was never going to happen. That was never going to happen. Well, it's interesting to see all of this stuff now. And I love how they're trying to like advertise it as polar tourism, really. Like no one believes that. No one, oh, that's all it is polar tourism. I'd never heard that phrase until I heard them try to spin this. So we all know better. Stephen Yates at Steve Yates on X. Always a pleasure, my friend. We always look forward to talking to you every week. And thank you so much for being so generous with your time. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. Take care. Thank you, Dana. Take care.
You too.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So Robert Duvall has passed away, age 95 years old. He's an Academy Award winner. He's in The Godfather. I mean, he was, you know, who could forget? But 95 years old. So not to be macabre or mockaber, as we would say. Where are we at in the rule of three here? I know Lorraine's been doing the math on this, so...
And it seems right. I saw what she wrote, and I think that's correct, because I think when Catherine O'Hara passed away, that was the end of a third, right? That was the end of a three. And then it started over with, she says Three Dog Night's Chuck Negron, and then Three Doors Down, Brad Arnold, and Blondie's Fred Smith. So
what about the Susie and the Banshees guy?
Oh, I didn't hear about him.
Yeah, that
pulled
us up.
When did that happen?
That's their drummer. Well, he was the original drummer from their first two albums. Does it count?
But when
he's only on the first two, like in the past like week.
Oh, if it happened in the last week, then it should count.
Yeah, but...
But then there's a level of celebrity that you require.
And he, again, not to like diminish anything, but... You know, he was only on the first two albums, so right. And he was the original drummer, but he wasn't like the long time drummer. I don't know, like how does that work?
So the dispute is
James
Vanderbeek started new three, and if that's the case, then it looks like Robert Duvall is number two. So James Vanderbeek, now Robert Duvall, number two, and
who's
now we're
third?
Expecting a third celebrity death.
Yeah, because she's got the Scorpions bassist. NFL's Kevin Johnson, Catherine O'Hara, Three Dog Night, Blondie's Fred Smith, Three Doors Down, that's three. Bob Weir, Scott Adams, Valentino, that's three.
You know what we need is the Federal Bureau of Investigations in on this.
The federal what?
Yeah, the Bureau. That's how you pronounce
it. The Wild Little Donkey?
I have a good authority. That's how you pronounce it. Juan, go ahead and just play that.
We also learned that last night a bomb squad and agents from the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, firearms,
the what?
ATF, obviously.
Keep going.
What is the Bureau doing? What has anybody traced this down? Were you brought into an FBI Bureau who's a former Bureau of Prisons chief? Because
that's
there is a Bureau that has
prisons.
Been.
I really
corrupt.
Do feel like the right had its own DEI hire. She is the right's DEI hire completely, because there is no way. No way. Is that your Today in Stupidity?
It was.
Oh, for the love.
The word for the day is Bureau.
The Wild Donkey. There you go. Dominic the Donkey. All right, folks, that does it for us today. I'll be back behind the mic with you tomorrow. Mockamer.
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Bottles, cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, real kombucha. Synergy supports mind and body through your gut with 9 billion probiotics. Yep, 9 billion probiotics. Can you even count that high? In flavors you will love. No hype, just quality, taste, and real benefits. That's kombucha made the right way. Don't chase fads. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code TheRealKombucha to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim, because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Every year, people make the same fitness goal, train harder. But most fail because recovery gets ignored, especially connective tissue that muscles depend on to grow. Frog Fuel was developed by Navy SEALs and perfected by a Stanford-trained scientist, delivering 15 grams of nano-hydrolyzed collagen protein that digests in just 15 minutes. It's science-backed and ready to drink. No mixing, no sugar, no junk. This year, don't just train harder, recover smarter. Go to frogfuel.com. That's frogfuel.com. Stay unbreakable.